Next week in the Gemara, which the Gemara spends quite a bit of time on, or we won't spend so much time on it, is the Shaila of the Geder of the Chiyuv Adayin Lazayin as the Avdai. We're talking here about an Eved Kanani, not an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, we know there's a Chiyuv Mezaynus, that says the Perish in the Torah, that Actually, we understand the Taish in the Torah that a man is mechuyev, an odd is mechuyev to feed not only an Eved, but the Eved's wife and children, and by an Eved Ivri. By an Eved Kanani, there's no such Gilui Akra. And the Sugi here talks about the Geder Hischaivus of an Eved, of an Adon to his Eved Kanani. Now this is for sure, we're going to see, that an Adin certainly could tell his Eved Kanani, Si'i Maisi Adecha B'mezayin Isecha. He could say, work, take from the money you earn from the Zionist, that both Man Diyamrim, everyone's going to agree. The whole Shakla V'Tarya is whether an Adin could say, I say imi ve'im izamcha. I want both. I want your Mezayin, the Maisi Adayim should go to me, and I'm not going to feed you. You go find food on your own. So the whole Shaka B'Tayyah, the Gemara, is only on that Nekuda. If he could say, Asei mi ve'ini zamcha, that he could say, Tzim as yedechem zen isecha, that the Gemara has no machlaikis, has no tzitzadim, that the Gemara names off for passions. Now let's see the Gemara. The Mishnah said, "Yetzer shalay lozenis avdai rishoyts." So the Mishnah said to Farish that he has rishoyts not to feed his eved, and therefore it's a schus for the eved. There's no tzad chayv in the eved to go free. Shemat mina yachol rav loy mal eved. I say mi vein nizamcha. The Chayyur, the Gemara says it should be a raya from here that the adai could tell the eved, "I don't want to feed you. Your money goes to me, and vein yizamcha." So what's the Eved supposed to do for food? So Rashi adds here, asei mi malach, ein yizamcha, elo chazor al apsochim. So Rashi says, chazor al apsochim, go beg from door to door. Now why Rashi had to say chazor al apsochim? Also, we're going to see the Achrenim are concerned. I mean, Rashi has to give the Eved an eitzah how to find food. You can go around and collect deposit bottles from the garbage, or a lot of different ways an Eved can make money on his own time. So Rashi says, Chazal of Sochim. Why do you say Chazal of Sochim? It won't work. Why? The Chayr won't work. If he collects deposit bottles from the garbage, then the money goes to the Baal. And he goes begging at the doors.
So if the people give it to him just to eat it, not to give, they're not mocking.
So if he goes begging by the doors and the people who give it to him they're saying, we don't want the food to go to your Adon, we want you to eat it. So that's the eitzah that Rashi has. So chazar al-psachim, meaning that's the only way. The only way is for you to get donations from people who are going to give it dafka to you. Okay. Yes. What? Oh, it could be Michael, but why is Rashi saying the Adon is Michael? Why assume the Adon is Michael? This Adon would like to get as much money as he could out of his Eved. So maybe he'll tell the Eved, maybe, who says he's telling the Eved Chazor Apsachim? Maybe he's telling the Eved, fast today, I'll give you food tomorrow. Fast today. Okay, but it's not a kash on Rashi. Rashi didn't say it. I'm just saying. So maybe Rashi said Chazor Apsachim, like you're saying, because Chazor Apsachim is the one thing that the Adon won't get, even if the Eved gets it. But still not clear why Rashi had to give an eitzah. We'll see. Shvami na yachal Rav Loi Melever asei mi vein nizamcha. L'chayr should be a raya that the other could say, I want both. I want not to give the Zionist, and I want Maisi Adai. The Gemara, no, it's no right. Hachem ha'eskin and domolei tzei Maisi Adecha b'mezayin esecha. No, it doesn't mean that. It could be that he is b'chuyif to feed his Eved Kanani. And Hachav Ma'eskinon, Damalei say Ma'isi Dechem Sani Secha means that he makes money, and he's saying that money you'll feed yourself. So Ma'ela the Adin is part. Now in the Maskana we're going to paskin that the Adin could say, Asay Mivein Izancha. However, in this Amid, the Gemara keeps on trying to answer to defend the position that you cannot tell the Eved, say Mivein Izancha. So when we learn this Amid, we're learning Kiilu the Adin does have a Chiyuv Zayins. Once we get to Maskana Gemara, we'll see that the Adin does. But at this point, the Adin has a Chiyuv Zayins, and that's why the Gemara answers that he tells him say Ma'aseh Dechem Zayin Secha, that all he could do is cancel it out. But the Gemara the Kavastaga the Isha Damalati Ma'aseh Dechem Zayin Secha Isha Amaylai. So why can't you do that by an Isha too? Tell the Isha you're making money. Use your money for your Mizainus. Avad, if she doesn't make enough, you have to feed her. But if she made enough, so why not say the same thing? We're talking about Isha, and she doesn't make the amount that she spent. She makes a certain amount of money, and it's not maspik. So therefore, the fact that she's married brings her in more money from her husband. If so, if he's saying, you have to say the whole Mishnah is consistent. So Isha means she her ma'aseh da'al less than amizaynis. You say the same thing by Eved. So what does the Gemara mean? Eved nami b'dolai sapik. And then it's Shver, if it's talking Eved, that he doesn't make enough money. And we still see Afal Pikein, that Darden doesn't have to be made in him, it should be a Raya. That Darden could take the ma'aseh da'im and after they feed his Eved. And for the Gemara, Avda, the Nohim Karseh, Lo Shavya, Lamari, Lamarseh, Lamai Misbay. An Eved, who doesn't make as much as he eats, so who needs him? Who needs him? Okay, this expression also needs Hesber. What does it mean? It's true, an Eved doesn't make as much as he eats, who needs him? So find him a job. Doesn't find him a job. What's the words of the Gemara? The words of the Gemara, Pashtus, mean you don't have to feed such an Eved. There's no Chiyuv Zayinus. So like Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara just say there's no Chiyuv Zayinus? That should have been Lashon HaGemara. Tosfos and Tosfos Eved Nami B'dolai Sapik. Tosfos asks two kashes. In Taimar, Otu Mishum B'dolai Sapik, Rabbi Chayav L'Zayinu. First kashe, Tosfos asks, he doesn't make enough money, should the Adin have to pay, have to give him a Zionist? Why shouldn't why should it be that way? The Lashon in the Teretz. Tosfos means, even if you're going to learn Pshat in the Teretz, it's Hagufa, that the Adin doesn't have to give him a Zionist. What's the Lashon? Avda, the non crazy, Eloi Shavya, have a name in the head, Eloi Mechayev Lezainai, keep it all right, Eloi Shavya, Eloi Shavya. What's the Lashon of the Gemara that this Eved is not worth anything? So what's Tosfos Teretz? Also a point that needs Hasbara. Look at Tosfos Teretz. I'm Iri. Saka Daita. What's Tosfos explaining? What's the Hava mean? I have to feed my Eved. Since Regilus who Shevet asked me how the five in his rabbi. I feel like Shamalai Tem I see the Chavzei Nisach. Tosfos says, you told your Eved, see my see the Chavzei Nisach. Go, find yourself a 9-to-5 job and support yourself. It's the nature of the Eved. Then when he comes home after 9 to 5, he comes home at night, he walks into the house, what does he do? He takes out the garbage, and he sets the table, and he does whatever else Avodim do, and he cleans up. So, since Regilus, who Shevet asked me, Hedel, Flavid, this rabbi, if look, Shammah, let's see, I see, that was a secho, Mishamachi, by Lamei, Mad, Loi, Sipik, she's Chayv, and Mizainis. Give Mishamach, come, okay, my guy. The Gemara have him either, you have to give him Mizainis, because Lamei, he's working for you, he's working in the house. Now this line of Tosfos is pshat in the Gemara. It needs a big hesber. It's a very difficult Tosfos. It's a difficult Gemara. What is Tosfos saying pshat in the Gemara? Why should you have to give him zaynus to your Eved? You have a right to tell him see nice yedechem zaynusecha. And for Tosfos, yeah, but he's very nice. You know, he comes home at night. He mops up the floors. He cleans up, he does a lot of work. So therefore there should be a Chiyuv Zayinus. The words make sense. What's Shem? They're very difficult Tosfos. because he comes home at night and it's his regilus to do work around the house, that's why I have to feed him in the half amina. He needs a hesper. Because he's so nice, that's why I have to feed him. And the teretz is, no, such an eved, I'm crazy l'shavi, he can't earn enough, so I don't have to feed him. Again, Tyson's kasha was, why does the Gemara just say there's no chiyuv mezayinus? Why does the Gemara answer non karsi l'shavi? So it's not clear how Tyson answers that in Tyson's teretz. There's all difficulties in pshat here in the Gemara. Let's say something else.
That since the Eved's gaining, the Baal is gaining rather, because the Eved's coming after his 9-to-5 job and doing work in the house, it turns into a case about saying to your son.
So funny, because I'm not telling him to work in the house. Tais doesn't say I'm telling him. Regilus, so he does. Shkayach, somebody walks into my house and he starts cleaning up, I have to feed him? I have no business relationship with him. I told him, he paints your house. Alright, you have to pay him his hetzais. How much hetzais does he have for my investment? Alright, so whatever he goes around the house, I should pay him. As soon as I pay him, then what? So
that amount. So
what's the carrots then? If it's yours or something. That's non Christ of Shabbat. That's not fit for words. It doesn't fit for the words, non Christ of Shabbat. You don't have to, but you should. You should be nice. You should do it. That's not a kasha. If you want to be nice and do it, still not a schus David has. Right? The whole point is, does David have a schus in the Zionist? He doesn't have a schus in the Zionist. Of course I should be nice. This David lives in my house. He doesn't have food to eat. Of course I should feed him. He's never Canaan, he has a dinyan. But it doesn't, it's missing a lot in Hezber. We'll try to explain. Let's just finish the next couple of lines of Gemara. Well, hopefully, we'll have a mahaloch that will help us side with the Nam Avdanam Kresbo Shavya, side with an understanding of the whole Hezber of the Chiyuv Mezayinus. Tashma. Eved shegolol ori miklat ein rabbi chayav lezaynai. An eved that goes to golos, he killed someone b'shaygei. So he goes to near miklat ein rabbi chayav lezaynai. The loy ayin, el shemai siyadav le rabbi. Oh, beferish. This is beferish hashayla. What's our whole shayla? Could the ozin say, I want both? I don't want to feed you, and I want your money. So we see here beferish yekud eved shegolol ori miklat. You see, there's no chiyuv mezayinus, it's not for pikei, and you get ma'asi yadayim. Shnami no'achal, yochal rav loimer, levet, asayim yivein yizav. Now, for the Gemara, it's also no raya. Hoche b'mayis, kinen domo leitzei ma'asi yadachal l'mzayin yisecha. It's also talking that he said, say ma'asi yadachal l'mzayin yisecha. If so, for the Gemara, yochi ma'asi yadav amay l'rabba. Teretziz, lahadofa. We're talking here that the Eved is allowed to spend on mezayinus the money he earns. Whatever hadafah there is, whatever additional money there is, that he has a right that the other gets. Hadafah b'shita. Of course the other gets the hadafah. No, ma'adetein. Kivin b'les lay. Yishiv b'les lay yoy lo'ev lay. Since, if the Eved doesn't have enough money, I don't have to give him. Ki yislay nami lay l'shkumi nais. If he has more, I shouldn't take. Kamash b'lan, there's no such deal. Okay. The Iker Nidain on this whole sugya, on this whole Amid, is a clear that they bring from Rabbah Ber, the Svarim quote from the Brich Shmuel Simchaf Aleph. And that is the underlying question that bothers a person in the whole sugya. From where does it come, this chiyuv mezayinus? Where in the world is there a chayvus of a man to feed his eved kanani? A man is mechayev to feed his wife, he's mechayev to feed his children, up to a certain age, he's mechayev to feed his eved ivri, we have limudim. But wherever do you find any type of chayvus that a man should have to feed his eved kanani? What? I don't have to feed my baim. I could let my baim. I could tzav alachayim. I can't cause. But I have to feed him. I could let the I let the baim go hungry one day and eat the next day. I have to feed him every day. If you're feeding the baim, you feed it for yourself. If I don't feed my baim, I don't. If I feed my baim, what? So therefore, what? You could do mitzvahs without eating. We've seen hungry people who do mitzvahs. Let's say I tell my Yeved, I want you to eat just supper every day. No breakfast, no lunch. You tell me you can't do it. I'll show you all the people on diets. They're all doing it. They're all skipping breakfast and lunch. So I tell this Yeved, I want you to go on a diet. You're feeling too overweight. One meal a day. Why can't he do that? If his behemoth is too heavy, you can do it with stone with his behemoth, no? So why can't he do it with his Eved? Where's the chizchayvus? Where's the from where is this chayvus? He's a yid who needs to eat. So you want to eat him? You have to feed him. I have to feed him. All yidin should feed him. Like the Gemara says later, tzedakah. Yidin give tzedakah to everybody, right? The Gemara says later, even the chazal yidin shimer achman alai. The habrachmanus man the barachim abnei chori yevet nami ruchum imarachim. You have what to eat. You go around. I'll give you some addresses. You go around. You know, they'll give you to eat. I have to feed you. No, I don't know. It's also a good question. So you have to give him time to sleep. I don't know. All right. Didn't Tzav Alechayim, does it apply to human beings? Tzav Alechayim? What? Huh? Shuv the Chavis Yara says it doesn't apply to human beings. What's Alechayim? This is a very funny reason. Is there an issue of Gesel Shenan? All right, let me first tell you what. Yes. No, that's an Eved Ivri. I have to get a pillow. All right, let me first tell you what it says in Rav Baruch Ben, Rav Nachum, in all of the. It needs still a little bit of flavor to satisfy, but Uncle Pekin. They clare the Shiloh. They ask this question. Where's the Rechiv HaZainis from? Matter of fact, Rav Nachum writes, Avad, there is no Rechiv HaZainis. But, and then he goes into this clare. So the question of where all I'm about to tell you comes from, I'll tell you the truth, I learned through it. I started the question, where does it come from? So let's just see what they say, and then we'll come back and try to figure out what they mean, and they mean to answer the question. Rav Baruch Be'er has a clare. I'll tell you the way he says it, and I think I brought the Lashon, and then the way I understand what he means. I didn't bring the Lashon. And then the way I understand what he means. He clears two ways to understand the chiyuv to feed an Eved Kenani. With the Hagdama that we know, you could tell the Eved, see, my siyadecha b'mzainesecha, that everyone agrees. You could tell the Eved, I don't want to feed you, take the money from the money you earn. If you earn enough, good. If you don't earn enough, it's tough on you. With that hagdom, see, he says it could be, it's a din in the Adon, that an Adon who takes Ma'asei Yadayim, he has to feed. An Adon who doesn't take Ma'asei Yadayim doesn't have to feed. But it's a halacha in the person, calling the Gavra of the Adon, that an Adon, such an Adon who takes Ma'asei Yadayim, he has to feed the Adon. If he doesn't take, he doesn't have to feed. But if he takes, that he has to feed. It's one way to learn. The other way to learn is that it's not a din in the Adon. It's a din in the mammon. It's a din in the money he earns from Ma'asei Yadayim. When the Eved earns money from Ma'asei Yadayim, that money has shibudim to the feeding of the Eved. That money comes in to the Adon, Kol Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba, it comes to the Adon with a shibud to feed the Eved. So that money is sort of part of it, whatever he earns, that's Kenegah Mizainis, that part of it is Meshubah to the Eved could take it for his Mizainis. So according to the first way, it's not a din in the money, it's a din in the Eved, it's a din in the person, a din in the Adon. The Adon has to feed him. The second way, it's a din in the money that the Eved earns is Meshuvah. If the Eved doesn't earn enough money, there's no Shibud. So either it's a Shibud in the person, or it's a Shibud in the money. Now, just to try to, what is the chiluk between this? In other words, the chiluk is it a chiyuv to feed him? Or is it a chiyuv to give him money? Is it a payment or is it a feeding? It's come up with the easy enough gemina to illustrate. No, either way, it would be here 50-50. I was thinking it would be enough gemina. What happens if the Adon tells the Eved, I'm feeding you Cheerios for breakfast? And the Eved says, no, I want a Cocoa Puffs. Right? And Cheerios? Or Cocoa Puffs. And let's say it costs the same amount of money, just for argument's sake. If this chayvus is a chayvus to feed him, it's a din in the person, the Adon said, Adon has to feed him food, that's all. You don't have to give him a menu he wants. It's his chayvus just to feed him, so you have to feed him, that's all. What he wants, it's not his choice. Mashiach, the second way, that it's in the money, when the Eved earns money, that money is meshubah to him, that means what's coming to the Eved Kanani is not food, it's money. Certain money he's entitled to, I don't know what it costs to feed a person for a day. So he's entitled to that amount of money, he's entitled to whatever it is, $20 a day from the Zionists. He earns, if he doesn't earn $20, so the Adon could say, I don't want to do it. But assuming he earns more than $20 a day, so whatever he earns, that money is b'shubit to him. He could take that money and buy whatever he wants with it. The Adon can't tell him what to buy with it. He can take what he wants. Could be, yeah, could be not. If you learn the first way, that the Adon just has a chiyuv mezaynis, so then it's the Adon's prerogative to feed whatever he wants. If you learn the second way, that it's a shibud in the money, well, maybe you could declare, maybe there's still such a halacha that the Adon could choose. Well, the stam, the pashtus is, the money's b'shubud to him, he can take the money and buy whatever he wants with it.
Even the Adon has a shibud to feed him, but it has to be what he wants.
Why should it have to be what he wants? Why should it have to feed him what he wants? No, it has to be a food, a normal food. But as long as it's a normal food, I eat what he wants. I don't have to get him what he wants. I get him what I want. No? You don't think so? You think that the Kanani could pick the menu every night? That the Kanani could tell them, this is what I want, that's it. Huh? The chiyuv is to feed him, then you just have to feed him. You know, who said, I have a hard enough time knowing where it comes from that I have to feed him. That I should have to feed him his menu that he chooses. No, that's a chiddush. David can say, David could say. David doesn't have a choice in that. David could say, see my seed, that was an
assassin.
Why?
Why is the ketzav more cheap?
Well, if you learn the second mahaloch, then he has a shibud in the ketzav of Masi Adayim. The money he earns is meshuvit to pay for his, you know, just like when you sell merchandise. You sell something for $100. So $50 is what you pay for it, and $50 is profit. And if it works, he earns $100. So a certain amount is what it costs to keep him going, is mizaynus, and the rest of it goes to the other.
To have that fully back, I've seen the first time it's all $20.
The second side is totally in the mammon. It's a din mammon. It's not a din food. It's a din mammon. If it's true, the second side, that it's a straight din mammon, then. That's very good. You can say to him, "See, my stech was in a sefa." No. That's a good raya. Okay, Rav Baruch Baer brings two rayas one way and two rayas the other way. The easier rayas are to the tzad that it's a chiyuv be'etzem, Those are much easier rayas. Two very simple rayas. One is the raya that she just said. Assuming you understand the Gemara like Baruch Feh. Baruch Feh says that this deal, Si'i ma'isi adecha b'mizayne secha, is only if you say it to the Eved beforehand. You tell the Eved, Si'i ma'isi adecha b'mizayne secha, you should know this week, I'm not feeding you, you're on your own, earn money, and you'll feed yourself. It requires an amira beforehand. Da'amar, Si'i ma'isi adecha b'mizayne secha. It's Gemara's mashma. You have to say it. You have to say it beforehand. And if you say beforehand, then you're such a deal. If you didn't say it, the Eved already worked, and he comes up with his money, and now you want to tell him, okay, you earn money, you take care of your own food. Baruch Hu says the Gemara's mashma wouldn't work. It has to be Amarlay, that he made up such an arrangement beforehand. If you don't make such an arrangement beforehand, it doesn't go. In case of Rav Baruch Feh, why should it be that way? If you're going to learn the second way, if you're going to learn that the whole Din Mizaynus only ligs in Ma'isi Adayim, is only Shibin Manin, if you're going to learn that like that Mahalach, that the whole Din Mizaynus is only a Shibin Manin, which is what I call the second Mahalach, then it's automatic. See, Ma'isi Adecha B'Zayni Secha is an automatic thing. Really, the Adin, the Gavra of the Adin, has no chiyuv to feed the Eved. The only chiyuv is to feed the Eved is all in the cash that he brings home. So it's automatic. You bring home cash, so I can tell you, oh, you brought home some money, Eved. Say, Ma'isi Adecha B'Zayni Secha. You take care of your own mezaynus from that money. Why should I have to make up beforehand? Why should I need Omer Alei that you made these arrangements beforehand? Make a taste of that to make these arrangements before you. So from that it's a raya that it's not a din in the mamim, but it's a din in the gavra of the adin that the adin has to pay. This is one of Baruch Feh's rayas. So I saw this raya, I was thinking, how can I know if Baruch Feh is right? If Omar is dafko of Avdanko? So I figured, look, it says here in the Gemara that by an Isha also, the Omar La, see Ma'isi Adecha B'Zayni Secha. Right? By an Isha, there's also such an arrangement that a man can tell his wife, see Ma'isi Adecha B'Zayni Secha. If she makes the amount of money, he could tell it to her. So I pulled out a Shulchan Aruch, and in Simas Samach Tes, where it says the man's Chachiyuv to his wife, and there it says in Shulchan Aruch that a man could tell. Not a man, it's not up to the man, it's up to the woman, we pass him. That's Machlekes in the Gemara. Exubis, we pass him, it's up to the woman. The woman can make up, I'm not going to take money from you, and I'm not going to give you what I earn. I'll earn from my own money. There, does it have to be that you said beforehand? Or lav dafka you said beforehand? So Shulchan Aruch says a lashon that you said, like the Gemara, and the Ber Heitev brings from the Knesset HaGdayla that it's mashma you have to say, but lo matzasi zeh b'paiskim. I didn't find any paisik that should say that you dafka have to say, and Tzarechian. The Pischei Tshuva brings from the Beis Meir that it's good that the Knesset HaGdayla said I didn't find in the paiskim. Because there is no such thing. There's no such thing that you have to say. The Beis Meir says there's no such thing that the woman has to say beforehand, okay, I'm going to work today. Today's work, I'm not going to take mezaynus, I'm going to keep the money. He says you don't have to say beforehand, she can finish working at the end of the day, and she can tell the husband today, no mezaynus, no ma'isi adayim. If she wants, she can do it. So the Beis Meir at least holds that you don't have to say, I looked in the Yitzhar HaPoiskim and Evan Ezra the Achelkim. By an Isha, whether it requires an Amira beforehand. So this Torah Baruch Be'er, which is Gebait on the Pashtus Lashon HaGemara, the truth is it's Lashon of Taisus also, that it has to do with an Amira. That this din is not so Pashut. In Svara, I don't understand why you should need an Amira. Can anybody explain to me, Rabbarach Be'er, what he means? That you need an Amira. You have to say it beforehand. Explain, why should I need an Amira? What? So maybe that's what Baruch Hashem means. That if the Oev is going to work first, all that money, the minute he gets it, it's like a Kenyan. The Shibut is not to the Eved, the Shibut is to the Yad. So you have to say it to create that the Shibut should be to the Eved. And if so, maybe by Nisha the same thing. Maybe what? Why can't the Baal say it? The Baal, even if it is Nikta to the Baal, why can't the Baal say? Yeah, David. He's right. Why can't the Adon should be able to tell the Eved? We're talking about Adon, so the Adon is telling the Eved. Son of David, keep your money and you take care of your mezainis. Why should he have to say it beforehand? Why can't he say it after? Even if what the Eved worked is Meshubba to the Adon, still the Adon is saying, I thought he came, whatever works is Meshubba to me. You keep it, you get mezainis, and you take care of your mezainis. I don't want to. But there's no one side in which it makes sense to require an Amira beforehand. Rav Be'er saying, if it's a din in the money, it doesn't make sense. And if it's a din in the food, then it does make sense. If it's a din in the feeding, why should he have to say it beforehand? My nefkamina.
Because
if it's a din, I have to feed him, so I can tell him at the beginning of the day, today I'm not feeding you, and keep your money. At the end of the day, when it comes meal time, it's already too late.
Yeah.
Why?
I'll then have it here.
Why can't he right away, right now, get rid of his fear?
I don't want him to buy them. Why don't
you? Because what you don't want. You may not want it in the morning either. When is the chiv? The chiv is before he eats. There's a chiv to feed him. Maybe the chiv is when he gets hungry. So when he gets hungry, that's the time. Alright, anyway, Rabbarach Be'er brings this raya. Rabbarach Be'er, I don't understand completely why there should be a din amira beforehand. But be that as it may, Rabbarach Be'er says you need an amira beforehand. And that's his first raya that it's not a din of the mezainis, it's a din of the yadayim. Yes.
I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not sure. You heard me say that Rabbarach Be'er is not an amira, but pashtus. If we're going that the sheep is on the mamon, there's only one din. It's a din that is only whatever money you bring in, that's how much mazon you can get. Obviously, not anymore. And I don't have to say anything. I don't have to do anything. I don't have to declare anything. Something. How many of this of the Gemara, all of these cases,
it's true. It's true. The Gemara Pashtus just means in a normal case, a normal butler in the house, so eats a house if you don't say anything. It's a payoff that he has.
Okay.
Fine. So that's a Baruch Hashem Ryan. Good. Okay. That's Rabbarach Be'er's raya. That's raya number one. In Rabbarach Be'er, I think it's a different order, but anyway, for our purposes, it's raya number one. The second raya, which is also a nice raya, is from Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Gemara is saying that if the Adin has a chi of mezainis to the Eved, then it's a chai for the Eved to go free. Right? The Mishnah says it's a schus for the Eved to go free. So Mashmami Na must be that there's no chiyuv of the Adon to feed the Eved. If there is a chiyuv on the Adon to feed the Eved, then it becomes a chayiv for the Eved to go free. So Baruch Be'er, 1 minute. If you're going to say the chiyuv of the Adon isn't the person of the Adon, isn't the gabra of the Adon, he has to feed, then I hear the kasha. Gemara is saying, the Adon has to feed him. If he goes free, it's a chayiv. But if you're going to tell me that the whole chi of mezainis is only in the money he earns, so what kind of chayiv is that for the Eved to go free? Before he went free, he's entitled to mezainis from what he earns. And after he goes free, he'll fight to be entitled to mezainis from the money he earns. That's not going to change. The money he earned till now is meshubet his mezainis, and the money that he owns later will also be meshubet his mezainis. So when the Gemara started right away in the beginning, the Shmami Na must be that there's no Chi of Mezainis by the Adin. What do you mean? If there's a chiyuv mizaynus in the adam based on the money, so then is that a chay for him to go free? He ends up, he really ends up ahead by going free. He certainly doesn't end up behind.
He has a job.
What?
He has a job.
Therefore?
Therefore, he's working and he's making money and he's getting food. He's getting food from the money that he's earning. If he'd be by himself, he wouldn't have.
Is that true? I don't even think that's true, that the Adon has a chiyuv to give him a job. The Adon could tell him, look, and you'll find a job yourself. The Adon doesn't have a chiyuv to find a job.
Black people
the key of job is the same key of either way. And I think, I don't think that's going to help you. What? If he has a different ordine. No, but the Gemara wants to say it's a chayv. If the ordine is mechayv, there's mezaynus, it's a chayv to set him free. What's the chayv?
The same is not a chayv in the job,
so tell me the chayv. The chayv is they have to look for a new job.
Same is not a chayv in the job, so it's not a chayv in the job.
Okay, well, it's not a chayv. So it's what? Well, he's not going to be able to find an adam. Once an Eved Kanani is freed, he becomes a regular yid. He won't be able to. He can't make himself into Eved Kanani. These are Baruch Pes, two rayas to the tzad that it's a chiyav in the person of the adam. So shib, if it's a shibur on the adain, so the Gemara has the kasha that if he can't say or he can't say it's a chay for the Eved. That was the Gemara started. It's a chay for the Eved because the Eved's losing the Adin's being mazed in him. Well, it's a chay because he's losing the Adin being mazed in him. If the Adin is b'chayiv to be mazed in him, I understand. But if it's not a chay, the Adin's chayiv. It's a din in the mazaynus that he earns. So then what changes afterwards? Well, where is there a shina? Is there a change? At any rate, these are the two rayas in this direction. The two rayas the other way, that there is a shibur in the Maisi Adayim. The Gemara is going to say that that the Gemara is going to say it later in the Yamid, the bottom of the Yamid, that if you hold the Adin has a chiyuv mezaynus, the Adin cannot be magdish maisi yadayim of the Eved. A magdish yaday avdai. Must be magdish the maisi yadayim of the Eved. He can't do it if he has a chiyuv mezaynus. He can't do it to exclude the mezaynus. Now, think. What does the Adin want to do? He wants to be magdish the maisi yadayim of the Eved. He wants to be magdish his maisi yadayim. You can't, you have to give him a zaynus. If you learn the second way, that the chiyuv mezaynus is in the maisi yadayim, makes a lot of sense. I can't be magdish as maisi yadayim because the chiyuv mezaynus is in the maisi yadayim. That makes a lot of sense. But if you're going to tell me, no, the chiyuv mezaynus is on the guf of the adayim, the adayim has a chiyuv to feed him. So why can't he be, he'll be magdish, why can't he be magdish maisi yadayim? Let him be magdish maisi yadayim. Feed him? He's still mechuyev to feed him from his pantry. He's mechuyev to feed him from his food. What's one thing have to do with the other? Feistai is from Yenna Gemara that the chiyuv to feed the Eved is in the Maisi Adayim. And the second raya, similar raya from a Gemara in Ksubis Lunches. The Gemara there says a man cannot be magdish maisi yaday ishtai ad sheyazan oisa. A very similar thing. A man can't be say my maisi yaday, my wife is hegdish unless he feeds her. Otherwise, she's entitled to mezaynus from her maisi yaday. And the Gemara learns it from Eved. Gemara says the person is mechuyev to feed his Eved Kanani. And even if you hold you not mechuyev to feed Eved Kanani, you zicha mechuyev to feed Eved Ivri. The koshke nishta, you know, wife is zechamucha, you have to feed. So the Gemara in the Shakla Vetaria learns from Eved Ivri, from Eved Knani to Eved Ivri, to Isha, is a chiyah mezainis. The Gemara is a pella. From Baruch Beth says, chiyah mezainis, you're learning from Eved to wife? You have to feed your wife, like many of the chiyah deraisa, shek, so it's fine. You have to go to Eved and say, just like you have to feed your Eved, you have to feed your wife. What are you talking about? The chiyah to feed your Eved, we're not sure where it comes from. Gift for your wife, Pashtus, is a Pasuk, Shaksus of Einas Alayigra. Well, what's going on there in the Gemara? What's the Gemara learning from Eved to Isha? Zotra Baruch Be'er. That you're Mechoyev to feed your wife, that's a Gemara new. That's a Vada. But the Gemara wants to know if you could be Magdish Hamaisi Yadayim. What does that mean? The Gemara wants to know, is the Mezainis a shibur in the Maisi Adayim, is the money of the Maisi Adayim Meshubah to the Mezainis? Because if you're Mechayev to feed your wife, who says he can't be Magdish Maisi Adayim? Be Magdish Maisi Adayim, let her go to Hagdish and feed her separately. So the Gemara is proving Mesvara that just like by Eved, we have such a concept that the Chiyav Mezainis is in the Maisi Adayim, that the Maisi Adayim is Meshubah to Mezainis. So the Gemara says, Koshke Nishtai, the wife should certainly have a right in her Maisi Yadayim to get Mezainis. The Gemara is not proving that you're Mechoyev to feed your wife. Mechoyev to feed your wife, Avadi Mechoyev. The Gemara wants to prove that there's a Shibud to feed from the Maisi Yadayim, that the money is Meshubud. Money is Meshubud, who says? Who says a woman's money is Meshubud to feed her? So the Gemara says, you find such a concept by Eved Kanani. Even if you don't have Eved Kanani, you find it by Eved Ivri. And Koshke Nishtai, if an Eved Ivri has a Shibur Amasi Yada from the Zionists, so Ishtai certainly should have it. So the Gemara is trying to prove this Nakuda, that the money is Mishubin. No, if we have two Mekairas, we have two Rayas to each side. So if two Rayas, that the Adin is Mechayim. Two Rayas, that the money is Mishubin. So what's the correct answer? Is that both are true? Must be that both are emes. That Sai, the Odin, has a Shibud Gavra to feed his Eved Kanani, as the Sfas Rayas indicate. And Sai, the money is Meshubit. And Lamaisa, that's the way Rabbeinu feels Rayas, that they are two Chiyuvim. Rav Nachum in the Chiddush Rav Nachum brings this down very mesuder to show that there are two obligations, two chiyuvim, one chiyuv mitzad the guf of the Ebed, of the Adayim, that he's mechuyev to feed, and one that the money is meshubed as well. And that is the, all of this is emes if you hold the Adin has a chiyuv mezainis. This whole Rav Baruch Be'er Adkan till now so far is all assuming that the Adin has a Chiyah Mezainis of some sort. He can't say Asei mi veini zanfa. He can't say give me your money and you find your own food, which is this Amid's assumption that Asei mi veini zanfa, that there is a Chiyah Mezainis from the Adin to the Eved. And based on an explanation of all that, this is this whole Rabbarach Be'er. Zotrem Nachem, what about Lefiha Emes? The Emes, we paskin that the Adin could say, Asei imi ve'eini zancha. We paskin, not fair, you have an Eved, you can take his money, and he has to find food for himself. We're not saying it's a yashristika thing to do, but technically you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to tell you have a Kenani, give me the money you earn, ve'eini zancha, and you have to find your own food. So what does that mean? That means the Maisi Yadayim are not Meshubit to Mezainis in the Maskan. That means the Adin is not Meshubit to feed his Eved in the Maskan. Yet, they point out from Rashi that he's Mechuyev to give him time to be Chayzer al Psachim. That is Mechuyev. Why? If you hold you're not Mechayev to feed Yehav Kanani, why do you have to give him time to go begging for food? It's my time. I understand, you have to sleep. I'll give you time to sleep. Besides that, you work for me. Why is he mechayiv to give him time? That's a good kasha. How come he's mechayiv to give him time? Sleep. Yeah. What's the shuvik? No, we're saying that there's no shuvik. He's allowed to say, give me the mezainis. This whole Rebbe bears the only explanation of this Amid's assumption that there's a chiyuv to be made in the Eved. The Gemara's maskana in the Amid Beis will be that you're not mechayiv to give him mezainis. Yet, you're mechayiv to let him be chayzah psachim. Why? Mutav Laden. No, he's not going to die. I feed him every second day. All even days I feed him. All odd days I don't feed him. He's not going to die. He won't die. He'll get very skinny. Not a nice thing to do. I'm going to feed him. Mutav Laden. Mutav Laden is not a chiyuv. Taisus on the Amid Beis says, Taisus Shemamina, that Bishnas Bitsurais, Taisa says, in years of hunger, where you can't be chayzer al psachim, Taisa says, Avagav de bishar shanim yachol, even though in a normal year he could tell him, I'm not mechayiv to feed you, go beg. Bishnei betzurais eini yachol. But in hunger years he can't. The bishar shanim yimtza merachnim yaisim. Because mishnas, bishar shanim will find merachnim, kshiyaz al psachim. But not mishnei betzurais. He's saying, even though there's no chiyuv to feed him, but in your hunger years, you have to feed him. That's a tzedakah dikadin, or it's an eved dikadin. That's called midas tavis. You're right, I agree with you. Who says? A chiyuv deraisa. Sfarah doesn't make it a deraisa. So Rabbanan made a chiyuv. Rabbanan made a chiyuv. No problem. Once it's a Rabbanan, you don't have to explain. Gavat, you could say. But from where? From where is the makar for this?
No,
it's in tzedakah.
Did no one else give it?
I would add a knage. I would add a small knage, and I think it maybe would explain side this. I don't mean to be sais or anything with Barba saying, but just to add a little bit of explanation. And the Gemara of Nama and Taisus will be move on. Just one little knage that you're not thinking of. How does a person become an Eved Kenani? How does a human being become an Eved Kenani? We're thinking that a person becomes an Eved Kenani because the boats went to Africa and they kidnapped someone. That's not an Eved Kenani. The Torah doesn't recognize such an Eved Kenani. You can't just go grab a guy and make him an Eved Kenani. Pashtus, what's an Eved Kenani? It's a guy who sold himself willingly into Avdus. I think that's an Eved Kenani. Kibush Muhammad. It's the concept of Kibush Muhammad. I'm not sure what the Hagdaris are there, maybe. But the Pashita case of Eved Kenani is a person who sells himself to be an Eved Kenani. I think that's a simple case. Now, Avada, it's not the type of person who sells himself to be an Eved Kenani is not from the upper levels of society. But there are such people who are starving and they sell themselves to be an Eved Kenani. Pashtus, that's an Eved Kenani in the title. It would seem that, what? So it would seem that every Eved Kenani who's sold is sold with a certain assumption. Now, if they speak out of Tanai, they're entitled to speak out whatever they want. If they don't speak out the Tanai, they're probably, they're certain. What happens every business deal? You buy something, you don't speak out of Tanai. So it goes according to what's considered a normal thing. Now, the question was, could you work your Eved 24 hours a day? He says, I want to go to sleep. Taka, what right does an Eved have to go to sleep? I would guess, what right does an Eved have to go to sleep? Whatever level of choice he had, it could be he's the son of an Eved. Right? It could be his great-great-grandfather sold himself. But at some point, someone became an Eved, assuming Merotzim. And whatever deal continues for his children, as grandchildren, and that deal, I would assume, automatically includes a right to go to sleep at night. It's assumed that way. A right to eat. How much of a right to eat? So we can start clarifying. Can he give him a menu? Can he give him not a menu? We can start clarifying all these things. But the concept of Chiyah Mezaynis, would seem to me, has to do with the whole Chalois Avdus in the first place. The Chalois Avdus, in a typical case, is a man who sells himself to be an Eved. A man who sells himself to be an Eved, is Mezaynis, sleeping at night. Let's say he tells him, I don't want to give you a roof over your head. You should have to sleep outside in the winter. Mistama, he has to let him inside also. I don't know the Gedarim. He starts saying, he wants a pillow. He doesn't want a pillow. I don't know. But there has to be certain minimum Gedarim that an Eved gets. Even if we're going to say that the Adin is not Chayiv Mizaynaisav, he's at the very least Mechuyah to give him time. Lazar al Psafi. Now, I'm not saying it's not a Chiddush. The question is, from where does it come that he has to give him a right? Well, who says he has to give him Lazar al Psafi? And who says B'shnei Mitzuris he has to feed him? He has to make sure, bottom line, he has food. Mistam, that all comes from this idea that there's some minimal amount that you have to give the Eved. Some minimal amount. The Eved doesn't deal for strength, but what? Yeah, who says it's part of the assumption? He'll get food, okay. Machinami.
But he's a poor guy, he needs money, so.
You know what money does he get? Rav Kanani doesn't really get any. Whatever he gets goes to Rod. The old problem with Rav Kanani. Tyson Kedushin had should start him. If what he sells himself for itself goes to the other than that. His father can sell for money, Rav Kanani. But again, there's some das that's involved, which assumes some minimal amount of support. Very minimal. We're talking about an Eved. I would think that that's the source of the Chiyuv Mezaynis. Maybe I'm wrong. But the Lashon of the Gemara says, Avda Nama. The Gemara wants to say that if the Eved doesn't make money, you don't have to feed him. So the Gemara says, Avda Dadam Karsi Lashavi Lamari Lamaste Lamai Misma. So Tyson says, why does the Gemara say such a Lashon? Why does the Gemara just say, I'm not mechayev to give you the zaynus? Why does the Gemara say Abda Danam Karsi L'Shavi L'Mari L'Masi L'Maimis? So I would understand the kavanah of Taisus Teretz. Taisus is saying like this. Taisus is saying in the Teretz, why would I think you have to give him the zaynus? Regilus who she'ever asked my hayla chayvid as rabbi afiluk sh'amalai say ma'asi zechim zaynusach. What's Taisus saying? Regilus who it's usual, the Eved comes home after his 9-to-5 job, the usual thing is that he cleans up in the house. So I ask your question, usual. Who cares usual? Regilasu, he does it. It's voluntary work. What does that do with anything? No, but Regilasu, that's all part of the deal. We're trying to see what's the deal of an Eved Kanani, the Stam deal of an Eved Kanani. So we say Stam deal includes, you could tell him, you work 9-to-5 and you pay your own designers. Fine. So he goes out 9-to-5, he comes home at night. Zoktaisis, the Regilasu is that when he comes home, he does work. What does that mean? That means it's part of being an Eved Kanani. Is he comes home around the house, he does work. Memela, Tysus explained, that's why there's a half a meaning, he's still have to feed him. Because Lamaisa, he still ups around the house, there's still an understanding with him. Zog Tysus, no, in Kabbalah Sagamar. Avda, Dinoim, Karse, Lai Shavya, Lamaria, Marse, Lamaim is buying. That's not part of the deal. Somebody buys an Eved, if the Eved can't make as much money as he eats, so that no other who buys an Eved Kanani has that in Zinin that, yeah, I'm going to feed him even if he doesn't make as much as he eats. That's no other thinks of it that way. Even if you'll say there's a Chiyuv Mezaynis, like the Gemara's daughter in the house, there's a Chiyuv Mezaynis, it's only Kenega Maisa Yadav. It's only as much as he makes. Whatever he doesn't make, that was never in the understanding. It's nice that the Gemara's cuts on such a lotion of people's understanding. Noam Karas Neglashavya. That's the way people would understand. Why is the Gemara Chapa such a lush? Because that's the whole sugya. If the whole sugya has to do with what stoma people assume, then it makes sense. Look trouble. I think it's very geschmack. If you add this nekuda, which I don't know anybody who adds, I'm just telling you it may be on my own. If you add this nekuda, then we try to judge what stam people have in mind when they buy avadim, then it's answered side of like Gemara, the non Karsila Shavya. We're talking about what's normal people. And Saitis is Regilus who Shavarasa. Who cares Regilus? Regilus has to do with what stam people do. If you go, I was wondering, it could be maybe there is a chiyuv. Maybe the Regilus itself should create a chiyuv. Okay, now.
Is that part of the contract?
The contract is some understanding. If it's spoken out, then whatever they spoke out is spoken out. If not, it's a regulus. I don't know, I just say this b'derech hefsheh would give a mahalach in the Gemara. It's not a stira to a baruch bez, two ways of understanding how the Sheba is created. But at least it gives us yadayim v'raglayim here in this city. But tomorrow I'm going to go down to the bottom. There's a stipler on the bottom case of the Gemara, Magdish Yedei Avdai. There's quite a bit on that. The rest of the Gemara in between is very easy Gemara. There's not much of a question.